TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
So the mic that I've had since Christmas just started shorting out. Like, it would only record for 2 minutes and then it would stop. So I went and grabbed the mic I used to use before that, and now it is not playing nice with this new laptop.
Ah, wonderful. You sound good to us, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing less background noise now. Maybe whatever it is fixed itself.
All right. Well, I'm going to start recording, and
I'm going to start dying inside.
I mean, you've been doing that for a long time. That's nothing new, buddy. You like that?
I did.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week we talk about a bunch of shit. I don't know. I don't care. Do you? No one does when you hear the sound.
The Angry Birds Movie 2, rated PG.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to Stumbling Out of the Gatecast.
And side note, Andy, that thing you did with the computer, virtually into the computer, super nerdy.
Yeah. Because it's also like, then when I move my mouse, weird shit sometimes happens. Because it's like, am I moving my Mac's mouse, or am I moving my virtual machine's mouse, or am I moving that server's mouse?
Tim loves this part.
Yeah, why would you do that as soon as we started the show?
I just wanted to comment on it. I didn't know.
Like, why did you fucking tell him off air? You don't have to tell him right when we start the show. Listeners are like, what the hell are they talking about? Click.
My favorite part about this is Tim is going to complain for longer than it took for me to say that.
Nope. I'm Tim. I hate these fucks in CanTanCast.
CanTanCast.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm a CanTanCast.
The VM wearing TanCast.
We're not going in order anymore. What the fuck are we doing right now?
I did that on purpose, Tim.
And I'm Bob. I'm the Bob and Bob.
Welcome to Bobcast.
My name's Bob.
We're Bob, Bob, and Bob. We collect bobbleheads.
Yep.
I hate these motherfuckers.
Did you know Bob's a palindrome?
I did.
We also collect palindromes.
Backwards.
That's okay. That's your right. And in fact, you're right.
When you're right, you're right.
Get it? I meant like you have the moral ability to do this, but also you're correct factually.
Dear God, stop it.
Can't. Won't. Uh-uh.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It was great. Next. I'll tell you what.
Well, glad you asked, Bob.
Tell us.
Andy was way too hard on Angry Birds 2. I don't know what Citizen Kane movie he was expecting. But Angry Birds 2 was just a fine piece of child fluff.
All right.
I don't know. It just it seemed real lazy. Like, I also watched Ferdinand this week with John Cena. That was way better than I expected it to be. Like, I legitimately laughed.
The Bull movie?
Yeah. So Disney had that short from like the 30s or whatever.
Right.
With like the super racist Spaniards for the Matadors. Like, woo, this is racist. Oh.
So wait, John Cena did the movie you saw. Get to it.
Yeah, but no, yeah, this John Cena movie is like they took, I guess, the kid's story of Ferdinand and pushed it out to be an entire fucking movie. And didn't do a bad job with it. And especially to have John Cena be the voice of the pacifist bull. Like, Oh, that was really weird. I kept having to remind myself, like, the first time you saw this guy, he was picking up another human and slamming them down onto a mat. Like, this guy is the size of the bull he is portraying. But he's being this, like super, super caring, super pacifist. Like, he's like, I'm not afraid to fight, I just won't fight. Like, I don't see that I should fight. It's like, it had a good message, and yeah. But yeah, way better than Angry Birds 2. Angry Birds 2 was like, they couldn't decide what movie they were going to make, so they just stuck a bunch of little pieces of movie together, and then Baby Shark played at one point.
Was it better than Sasha's Party?
I don't know if it was better than Sasha's Party.
Maybe.
I never saw Sasha's Party.
I did. I saw Sasha's Party. I mean, they're two very different movies.
I would just be funny.
Two very different audiences.
Was it terrible?
Sausage Party?
Angry Birds 2?
Yeah. Sausage Party wasn't terrible. Okay.
No.
It did not look particularly good to me.
It wasn't like, oh man, this was great.
I'm sure, yeah. I would have gave up the world for this.
The world? Damn.
If you like a typical movie with those, you know, guys, you know, Rogan, Franco, Hill, and the other guy, Discount Jesse Eisenberg. Michael Cera? Is that his name?
Sure.
Yeah. He's a guy.
Yeah. So
he's
those the typical movie of those guys farting around. It's the same. If those guys tried to make a animated movie, which is exactly what happened, that's what this is.
They tried to make an animated movie, which it made.
They succeeded. I mean, it's made.
I'm
it's
now animated. Realizing that...
What are you realizing?
Tim, now that he said an animated movie, I'm realizing that this is about Sausage Party, and not, as I originally heard Noah say, Sasha's Party.
It is not about Sasha's Party. I mean, she may have a party.
I was trying to figure out who the fuck Sasha was. I'm like, how did I not know about this movie? And he's talking about animated food. I was like, got it. Back on board.
Excellent. Welcome back, Andy.
Thank you.
but like, your whole thing about the plot being disjointed, like, there's two things going on, and they sort of meet up at the end. That happens in a lot of movies. Why are you acting like it's craziness?
It's crazy.
The thing with the babies doesn't meet.
It's
like,
crazy.
The babies show up, but, like, their bit with the eggs has nothing to do with everything else that's going on.
It's like that fucking fox or whatever that keeps chasing the acorn in those Ice Age movies. It's just a running thing that's going alongside the action, and then it ends up actually helping in the finale.
Lies. Enough of your lies.
And actually, I mean, I think you're expecting a lot of heavy lifting from an Angry Birds movie.
I know, he's expecting the blackbird to be the Christ figure.
Probably.
It's like, what does this say about society?
Is that Angry Bird even real, or is it part of Jack's imagination, or
is this a Jacob's Ladder situation where Red has been dead the whole movie and this is just his death rattle we're watching?
Spoilers
for what?
Jacob's Ladder.
They're remaking that,
a 35 year old movie.
I was like, I feel pretty comfortable spoiling Jacob's Ladder. If you've ever listened to more than two episodes of How Did This Get Made, you've already had Jacob's Ladder spoiled for you, because that is a running thing.
All right.
No, it's like, could this be a Jacob's Ladder situation? And they pick a movie part in the movie where someone might have died, and then they conjecture the rest of the movie is their person's death rattle.
Michael Ian Black did that about the last episode of Breaking Bad. That like the very beginning of the movie. What, like, Walt died, and then the rest of the, or not the movie, the show, the episode, and then the rest of the episode was, like, playing out in Walt's head as he was dying in this car he was sitting in. I'm like, that's interesting, but nah.
It's probably what happened.
I don't like it.
What are you starting to say, Noah?
Oh, I was just saying they're making Jacob's Ladder with black folk. That's all.
So it's Jerome's Ladder.
There we go. Me and Tim make jokes at the same time.
Yep. We're friends. Joking, baby.
We're friends. We do that. my week was good. I got a little raise.
Nice.
Which always happens at this time of year.
Oh.
And I got a little bonus, which I've never gotten before. But I found out my coworker has. I'm like, maybe I'm not doing as good as I think I am.
Okay. Or maybe they just don't know what a good job you're making.
Wait, what?
I got a bonus. Yeah. And I've never gotten a bonus the whole time I've been at this job. But, you know, that's fine. I got a bonus
maybe
now.
Maybe now they just got bonus money after they fired all those people.
Maybe.
Yeah. That felt a little... I mean, it's a big place. So I know, like, even though overall it's, like, the same company, like, you know, they have different parts that have their own budgets. So that was part of the problem. But it's just like, yeah, it feels a little bad. Like, oh, I'm getting extra money and these people don't have a job anymore.
Yep. Every time you spend that money, just think, oh, this was what was putting Sheila's food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever revealed my work,
Carl's Kids braces I'm eating right now, and they're delicious.
But I'm going to say something that I want you to cut out, Tim.
Okay.
So.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
You blow. You handle this hole, and this. Not that hole. That's Carl's hole. Carl, you get this hole. You rock that hole.
We're being funny, and it's not going to be in the show.
Yep. It's back to the fucking shit show.
Anyhow, yeah. Got a bonus. It was nice. Oh, and they tax the shit out of bonuses. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to take half of that.
Yep.
Half? All right. You can't give me a little bit more? Nope, half.
They like to bone us with our bonus.
No, Tim.
Yes.
No one gets a bonus. No.
Yes.
And Uncle
if
Sam
I'm
gets a
sit
bonus.
Through all this, you sit through that. You like it. You eat that shit joke and you fucking like it.
Wow.
Nummy num num. Here comes the fucking shit joke into the tunnel. Open up.
Are you okay, Tim? Are you getting no sleep?
No, I did not get enough sleep, actually. That could be a factor.
Ooh, yeah. I'm riding that wave too, Tim.
Tim's a little angry.
I'm mostly just angry that my microphone didn't work.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, it's fair. Ooh, there goes that lack of sleep catching up with me.
So, here's a, I don't know, first world problem, 1% problem. Hmm. So... I max out my retirement every year, and every year I get a little bit of a raise. I keep thinking like, oh, I can drop my percentage I'm putting in, and still max it out. But every year they raise the amount you can put in, so it just stays at the same percent. You're like, oh man, one day I would just love to get a little bit of that extra sweet money in my paycheck.
Whew.
I know it is a very. It's not even. It doesn't weigh on my mind. It's just something I think about every year.
You whiny bitch.
Exactly.
That reminds me of
minute problem. If it's even a problem. What, you can save money for your future? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, let me go back to complain about some real problems. Yep. Spider-Man is not going to be in the MCU.
Probably. Maybe. For now. No, that reminds me of the time that I moved across the country and bought a house, and then my company wasn't doing so well, and inflation was taking more and more of my real wages, but the company did not give a single raise for like 4 fucking years, and then they fired me. Reminds me just of that time, where I was like, I remember money.
My problem's worse.
Yes. They're always worse. You know why, Noah? Because I had that sweet white privilege to get me by. I was like, what am I going to do? This is it's got 8% unemployment. Oh, shit, it's 10% unemployment. Oh, wait, that doesn't apply to middle-aged white guys? Okay. Whew.
Time to get a new job.
I mean, in fairness, it did take me a little bit to find a new job. But also, in fairness, I just didn't, go work for Starbucks or whatever. I went and found another job that would pay me like my old job had. Actually, a little more. I failed upwards, one might say. As I have a tendency to do. Not gonna lie, guys, it's good to be white.
It's working out pretty well for me. I mean, you know, I've only been black, but it's working out pretty good for me as well.
Tim, don't name the episode Good to Be White.
Name the episode.
I don't know about these other black people are complaining, but this is pretty sweet. I got a big penis.
Yep.
It was like white women.
My white half keeps getting raises, but my black half keeps paying taxes.
I love fried chicken. You know, fried chicken's delicious.
I mean, I got some love in the fridge drink. Right now.
I tried to have a fried chicken sandwich last night, but it didn't work out for me. It sold out. It was not from Popeyes, just in case you're wondering.
I was actually.
Although I did have it again, and I'm like, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's a spot. It's not amazing.
All right.
Definitely better fried chicken sandwiches out in the world. I mean, you know, maybe of the fast food variety, I guess, but they're the best. But I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I wouldn't put pickles on it. That's not my jam. Make it a little spicier.
I am not a fan of that southern with the pickles on the fried chicken. That's not the right way to go. Now, Wendy's, you can do a spicy fried chicken sandwich, and it has, like, bacon and Asiago and, like, mixed greens on it, and that is some good shit.
Now, is it, like, real spicy or white people spicy?
It's white people spicy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like sriracha or whatever. It's got some bite. Caitlin doesn't like it.
So, they basically give it some flavor. Like, oh, we're going to put some flavor on it, and you'll call it spicy.
It's not gonna make your nose run. How about that?
I don't want my nose run, but like I just want some spice. I'm like, this is not spicy.
Yeah. You'll get a sharp end, take a breath, you'll do a little like, ooh. But yeah, you're not gonna be sitting there like, this is good chicken.
I wanna sweat like a little bit, just a little.
No, this is not sweat spicy. Yeah.
Apparently if you eat something really hot, spicy, it can make you hallucinate.
I mean,
yeah, you think you're actually enjoying yourself.
Tim likes white people spicy.
Yeah, I'm glad this food is picking a fight with my tongue. Yay, what a great experience.
No, you're talking to the tan caster that used to make mayonnaise sandwiches on white bread.
That has never happened!
You know, of the two, I'm going to believe Andy because Tim lies.
Oh, that's my favorite thing now.
What's your favorite thing now?
I've been accusing Tim for years of making mayonnaise sandwiches.
And every time I smack you down about it.
I just love the nose on board now.
Oh, man, I remember I would come in after a hard day at work and Tim be in the kitchen whipping up some mayonnaise sandwiches.
Just like thick on the bread too. Like
some, you know, he would cut off the crust.
How did I get the bread thicker?
No, thick on the bread. Like thick mayonnaise. Like bread thickness.
A
so
thick
it was
layer
like,
of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Fucking speak right. If you're gonna lie, at least use your words correctly so that it makes sense. You lying piece of shit. I hope a pigeon shits on your homeless person.
Clean the mayonnaise out your ears. I spoke just fine.
Apparently, if a bird poops on you, that's good luck.
No.
To some people.
Those are people trying to make other people feel better about getting bird shit on them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, when you get mugged, that's good luck.
Yep. Everybody knows it.
Like, that means it's going to come back to you tenfold.
Yeah. Which means you're going to get mugged 9 more times.
I've never been mugged. Have you been mugged?
I have never been mugged.
And I wonder, like, do I just not live in a place where people get mugged? Does that happen? Do people look at me? I'm like, I'm not going to try to mug that guy.
I mean, somebody picked your pocket.
That is true. Oh, that motherfucker. Man, it was... All right, so here's, like... And the fact that they fished me with the text messages is diabolical, but someone was telling me that this guy brought, like, a $4,000 bike and locked it up. And someone had... So when we locked up, he noticed there was blue tape on all the racks. So he locks up his bike, just the frame. He comes back, and his bike is gone. Apparently, the blue tape was covering up the part where they cut out a section of the rack. So they could just slide the lock out and steal a bike. I'm like, that...
Wow.
I'm like, fuck, that's fucking diabolical.
That is. That is planning ahead.
And he said he saw the guy riding with the bike with a lock still on it. I'm like, now whenever I lock up my bike, A, I check for that, but also I just lock up the tire as well. Like, I put the lock through the spokes. I'm like, well, if you can take the bike, but you ain't gonna be riding it.
Is someone just idling outside your window at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Just thought I'd let the listeners know that we noticed.
There are so many fucking loud motorcycles. Like, where do people come from? Like, I feel like at least for the last couple weeks, I've heard at least like 3 or 4 weeks of just like super loud ass motorcycles just sitting outside revving. Like, why the fuck do you have to rev? It's obnoxious. Just sit there and let your bike. Like,
it's because they want to be noticed. It's that it's that small dick, big bike thing.
They're gone now.
Very good.
If you hadn't noticed.
Oh, I noticed.
I saw a movie that was okay. It was not as edgy or funny as I thought it was going to be. Good Boys? It was so funny.
Just, your reviews are always amazing. It was okay. Noah raves. It's okay, I guess.
It's okay, question mark emoji.
I mean, people were laughing. It didn't hit my funny bone.
No.
Like, people in the theater were, like, laughing at things that were kind of funny. But, yeah, it's just, like, I don't know. To me, Booksmart was better. And it's a similar-ish story. Not exactly the same, but, you know, young folks going on an adventure together and, you know, a little edgy. But, then, you know, they try to be sweet. You know, had a little heart to it. It's also about growing up. You know, sometimes you just grow apart. Although, yeah, I feel like Booksmart touched on that too. But yeah, you're like, oh, we're changing. We're different. We don't have to hang out all the time anymore. Like, we don't hang out all the time anymore. I remember when you moved to LA, Tim, I was bummed. I was like, oh, Tim's going away.
I was like, fine, get away from this loser.
I'm still bummed.
Eat my dust.
It's like when Andy moved to Georgia. I was like, did something change?
Is there more my room? Life, like, just generally?
My life seems generally uninterrupted.
Yeah. And, like, space feels more spacious, you know?
I just feel like there's slightly less noise pollution.
Yeah.
Andy just island outside your bedroom.
All of a sudden, like, there's words, more words, water words, in words, all words, of the words, lakes
words,
and rivers.
Words.
I wow.
like that one. I like it, tickled me.
I just love how much Noah loved that. Like, I didn't love it itself nearly as much as I loved that Noah loved it.
It just tickled me. Gotta make yourself laugh. No one else will do it for you.
That's right.
Tim, I also watched the Dave Chappelle thing.
Okay.
And yeah, like, I can see where people will get upset. Like, I mean
when he's making pro-child molester jokes, like, you're really not going to win anybody over for those.
Also, it's just like, you know, in fact, they, you know, or Anthony, you know, talking about Anthony Bourdain killing himself, you know. It's like, I don't know if you're going to win any hearts and minds there. Hey, that guy was beloved. But also, it's like, you're just glazing over the fact, like, there's mental illness in the world.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that is comedy also. You're, like, kind of pushing buttons and you're oversimplifying complicated issues for a joke.
Hmm.
Yeah, but then there's also the whole, like, that's punching down.
Is it? Or is it punching to the side?
Somebody with mental health issues who offed themselves? I think that's down.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good joke. I mean, there were some funny parts, but, yeah, I didn't love it. There was some good parts where, like, that whole LGBTQ, whatever the whole thing is now. And he was talking about, like, the T guy is like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He's like, they ain't bathroom for you for like 5 states. I'm like, oh, that's fucked up and true.
But I liked the Anthony Bourdain joke in that it was like, it was comparing Anthony Bourdain to this guy who everything went wrong for, who never once thought about killing himself.
I mean,
and he was like, I was suggesting it. Like, maybe you might want to...
I mean, yeah, that part was funny, but, like, I guess, like, the whole setup of, like, you know, yeah, it's like, comparing to Anthony Bourdain, it was like, I don't know, maybe it would have been something better.
I guess.
But I guess you can't really do it. Like, if you're going to make that joke, it's going to be about someone who killed themselves, right? And
like, the point is, like, this person had everything going for them and still killed themselves. Like, and, like, I feel like the original point was, like, you don't know what's going on in somebody else's head, and,
yeah,
you know. But people are just taking, like, he's making fun of him. Nope.
All right.
He's making light of it.
That's true. He did say that.
But then there's the contrast of this guy who had such a shitty life and never once thought about killing himself. And then Dave suggested it. You might want to call this a wrap.
All right. So that's a little funnier.
Yeah, it wasn't like the let's clown on Anthony Bourdain hour. It was
right.
Just,
it was, and he only mentioned him like well, he didn't really talk about him that much. He just used that as the setup to tell the other part.
Woo!
Tim liked that.
I did. Just thinking about it, I may watch that again. I know I'm losing all my cred from any woke comedians who are listening to this. Oh wait, nobody's listening to this except for Jen and Leslie.
And New Zealand.
Of course, New Zealand.
Well, we're number one in New Zealand, but that goes without saying.
Welcome, New Zealand. Cool, crisp, refreshing.
Why is the 7-Up guy talking to New Zealand?
The Uncola. Because he has a lovely voice.
And then he turns into Count Von Count.
Yes, he does.
Hey, guys, in case you're wondering, Oreos are still delicious.
Yes, this is true. Had some just
even when
the
they
other
paint
day.
Them orange for Halloween. Doesn't matter.
still tasty?
Yas, queen.
Yas, queen. Yas, queen.
Are you playing the gay card right now? Yas, queen. Oh, Captain Holt, you are my favorite. That was a Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference for anybody not keeping up.
Oh, yes. I know.
Since there's only two people listening, I'm pretty sure they know what's up.
You know what's up, girlfriend.
This isn't cheddar. This is just some basic bitch. Oh, man. His relationship with his dog is... I mean, his relationship with everybody is phenomenal. Like, with his dog, with his husband, with Wunsch. Oh.
Oh, we're coming for me.
And I love just, like... Like, he is completely unflappable. Well, almost completely unflappable. He gets pissed off at Peralta, but is still, like... He's unflapped by how pissed off he is. But then Wunsch shows up, and it's like, you see him kind of, like, melt down. And, like, he gets petty and vicious. And there's, like, a whole other side to Raymond Holt. And Wunsch brings it out. Ah, that show's magic. Psych was pretty fucking good, too. Psych, Scrubs, except for the attempted reboot, fuck that season.
Oh, Scrubs?
Yeah, it's just horrible. Just shouldn't exist. I know it was intended to be a spinoff show, but like the way they handled it, and even as a spinoff show, like it wasn't good on its own. But then like to sort of try to cram it into Scrubs, it'd be like, well, let's polish this turd any way we can.
Polish it.
I'm pretty sure
up.
It had James Franco's little brother in it too. It was like there was like good actors in there, but just like the writing was off and like the characters were off and ugh.
Their pants were off.
No, that would have been better.
Pants off, better. Dance off.
Yep. There's a name I haven't heard in many a year.
That's a show that that both did and didn't live up to its prevalence.
Yes.
Like, you managed to make people dancing without their pants on a completely unentertaining idea.
I don't know how you did it, but you managed it.
No,
good,
no, no.
Good
you
for
know
you.
What? It was entertaining, like, the first time, where it was like, what is this? What's happening?
No, I didn't last through the first dance. I'm like, this is all that happens? This is dumb.
Well, I was amused the first time. And then they also
here it comes. Oh, there. That's it.
There was a little person. I was like, that's interesting. Yeah, variety is the spice of life. You go, little dude.
You dance with your pants off.
I mean, are they shorts? Do they really count as pants?
You dance like no one's watching because the show isn't getting very good ratings.
And we're turning it off right now. So that's three fewer of us. We're most of the way through the Dark Crystal prequel. It has its ups and downs. There's parts where it drags and there's parts where it's charming. But having recently gone back and watched the original Dark Crystal, I realized that's right in line with the original. As a kid, I was like, this is magical. And like, this whole world is like, there's so much stuff going on and they've got all these creatures and like, there's, and then you watch it as an adult. It's like, there's parts where like things happen. Like, oh, they can share memories. This is just a power that they didn't know they had. Why? Don't know. These are the only two characters like this in the whole world. Why are they the only two characters like this in the whole world? Well, apparently the other ones killed all the rest. Well, I mean, then I guess they can have kids, but their kids gonna have to fuck? Is that what we're implying here?
Yeah.
Like, for how well thought out this world is, I see one glaring hole. I mean, a couple of glaring holes, but they're all your sister's holes, so...
Don't worry, there's some videos on Pornhub where you can... figure out how to make that happen.
Okay. Well, if that reaches all the way to Thra, then good for the Gelflings.
I mean, the internet is everywhere, Andy.
This is true. Man, they have a fuck ton of famous people doing voices in that show, too.
A fuck ton?
Fuck ton. Including Andy Samberg, speaking of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What else did we finish? We just finished something. Oh, it was Legion.
All right.
Yeah, it was... So the show ended as weird as the show was, which I enjoyed, and Tim would have carved his eyes out and thrown them at the TV.
Phew.
Oh, Tim wouldn't have made it to the end of the show. None of this makes sense. I'm out. But yeah, it was a weird, weird, weird show. I mean, it's about mutants. Like, it exists in the same world where the X-Men exist, but... It was not an X-Men show. It was about a guy with like severe mental health problems, who then finds out that some of the time when he thinks that he's hallucinating, he's actually just doing shit with his mind. So it turns out he's a super powerful mutant, but also he's got a couple of screws loose for various reasons. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the show that's like just very representational. There's some stuff that like lots of times stuff happens in the astral plane where it's like there are no rules, just whoever's got the biggest brain in there gets to make the world do what they want. Other times just weird shit happens in the real world and you're like, how is that pig so huge? It's never explained. Pig's just big. Big pig, that's it. But yeah.
And then the Prime Minister fucks it.
Yes. Different show.
No.
No, this giant pig had smoke coming out of its teats for reasons.
The Prime Minister is that good.
Tender lover.
He's got that ground game.
That's what they always say. I mean, I couldn't imagine the Brits would elect a PM who wasn't a talented pig lay.
Tits up.
Snout down, ass up.
That's the way we like to fuck.
Sorry. Grossed myself out there for a minute. We've started Carnival Row. So far, so interesting. It's like a world where, like, pixies and centaurs and satyrs and stuff, like, exist, and they're just people. And there's, like, a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment about them. Like, I wonder what this show is saying. But it's not too heavy-handed. And you do see Orlando Bloom's ass, like, more than once. So, you know, got some.
Hey, that is
80s.
Good news.
And certain of the fellas. I mean, it's a good butt. Either he's got a good butt or his body double had a good butt. But, you know, good butt's good butt. I'm not saying I want to put anything in it, but my hat's off to him. Or whoever.
So speaking of X-Men's,
mm-hmm.
Apparently they're going to edit out the movie New Mutants, which has been supposed to be coming out forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's been delayed. They're going to edit out all the parts specifically referencing the X-Men in case they want to retroactively put it into the MCU.
Huh.
So that it's not connected with the previous X-Men movies as it apparently originally was.
Interesting.
I don't think they should do that. I think they should just let it be what it is and then let it die.
Yeah, I said interesting.
Throw it out there in February, let it flop around for a little while, gasp for air, and then cut off its head, flay it.
Yeah, wasn't the teaser for that out like a year and a half ago? It feels like it was forever.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people are so excited, super excited about it. Like, oh, look, it's a superhero horror movie. That sounds entertaining. And then Fox is like, no, we're going to reshoot half of it.
Like, you're reshooting the good half, aren't you? We know.
And then Disney bought Fox, and they're like, all right, let's see the... What is that? let me just delay that. Maybe we'll put it on Disney Plus. Nope, not even there. We'll just keep delaying it until people forget it exists.
We're working as a series. Treat this as a pilot. No.
No, because the kids have drastically aged since they were since the original shoots.
That's so, okay. Like, someone's they didn't get snapped, so they didn't come back in the blip.
So basically, they walk in the door. Hey, Charlie, how's it going? And then the camera cuts.
I'm good to see you, Charlie.
All right, Charlie, you take care.
Oh, wait, one more thing. I forgot my keys.
Oh, dear.
See, he keeps going through puberty from scene to scene in case my incredibly witty joke isn't landing.
Yes. Yes, we get you.
Well, I'm out.
All right. That's all you got?
Yep. I got no more to give.
Well,
swear at this microphone some more.
Gave it your all. That's all we could ask. I'm going to go ahead.
Just to let everybody know, soon my wife will be busy both Saturday and Sunday morning, so there will be much more child interruptions in future Tancasts. Won't that be great? No, it will not.
See, that is good news.
So just warning both our listeners, expect child interruptions.
Yay.
You got interruptions, yay. You got interruptions, yay.
What?
Son of a bitch. So, spammers have taken to texting not just me one-on-one, as spammers used to do. Now they text 19 people all at once.
Yes, and you know what I got a group spam text, too.
Yeah, I've gotten, like, several in the last month. I just got one this morning. Reported the spam, blocked the spammer, deleted the thing, and I just got, as I always fucking do, a reply from one numbnuts on that list. No, stop! Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? You're talking to one machine that doesn't give a fuck and 18 other people that hate you now.
How do you report it as spam?
So I don't know if it works on all services, but if you actually spell spam with like your phone keyboard, you can. So you copy the text and forward it to 7726. It works on Verizon and Xfinity. I don't know if it works on other services, but yeah, 7762 short code. You paste the content, and then they'll text you back and say thanks for reporting the spam. Who sent this, and you paste the phone number that it came from or the email address.
Interesting.
Yep. So, yeah, reported it, blocked them, blocked the sender on my phone, did all that stuff, and then, yes, some fucking pants-on-head idiot, which, I mean, I guess if they're hitting 19 of us all at once, then it's like, that only needs to be, like, the lowest, what, like, 5.2% of the population or whatever. Well, the dumbest 5.2% of the phone-owning population, which is basically everybody in the U.S. So, yeah, it's like, well, hey, guess what you did? You just confirmed for them that that's a real phone number and that you got their message. So, you told them stop. Guess what they're not going to do ever now. Good job.
Yes, I do answer the phone when it's clearly a spam person. What are you gonna do? I try to do it less.
Yeah.
But they still get my voicemail, so something still picks up.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like there needs to be some, well, what really needs to happen is the fucking FCC or FTC or whoever the hell it is needs to get off their asses and tell the phone companies, hey, guess what? We remember how you had that rule that said you have to deliver all messages no matter what? You don't. Like, if you know it's just all spam coming from someplace, you can just stop delivering those phone calls. Like, that's all it takes. They just got to change one rule. And they've been talking about, what are we going to do? Well, what technological solutions are there? It's just a fucking rule change. Verizon knows exactly how many fucking phone calls come from this number. And if it's billions, they'd shut the fucking number off. Anyways. Sorry. I've been holding this together, but it's been a rough week. One of my cats is looking like he's on his way out.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. He's actually doing better this morning, so, like, hope has returned to my life. But, yeah, just, like, here, we've got to put him in a, so we've got a, like, a travel carrier, but it's made for, like, a medium-sized dog. So, like, there's room in there for a cat. It's not just, like, a cat carrier, tiny little thing. But we've got him in basically, like, this dog kennel thing overnight, just so he doesn't, like, hurt himself. Because when he does walk, he stumbles. I guess I should back up and say the doctor thinks he had a stroke. So, like, we've got him on steroids and we've got him on some anti-seizure medicine. And, oh, man. Yeah, if you're already emotionally fragile, watch a pet have a seizure. Watching a pet. Sorry. I phrase that as if I'm, like, suggesting you do it. I'm not suggesting it. It's awful. I'm just saying, if you're already emotionally fragile, then watching a beloved pet having a seizure is, like, that it's like being kicked in the heart. It's like there's nothing you can do. It's like this thing is just going to happen and they could die during it or they could pull out of it. And you tell yourself they're not feeling it, that it's, you know, it's like a storm in their brain. And, you know, you rationalize it away of like, this isn't actually them suffering, but you watch this horrible thing happen and you just feel powerless to even like comfort them while it's going on. Yeah, so we've got him on steroids. We've got him on an anti-seizure medicine. He's a bit more alert today, so that's good. and then on top of this, I theoretically am on call for jury duty for the next 2 weeks, which has never happened to me before. It's always been 1 week. Found out that a ton of other people on my team, they all scheduled vacation for the same week. And then the two people where I was like, okay, well, you're not going on vacation. So even if I get called to like go into the jury pool for a day, or if I get called and put on a case, like if I'm on trial for a couple of days, at least you guys will have the backup. And they got pulled into a like conference thing where they're not going to be working. Like they're just going to be at this conference for 2 weeks and they can't say no. they're obligated to go. So I'm like, well, fuck, there's all the backups. So I wrote to the judge and I was like, can you please delay it just a little bit? Like I don't need to not serve. I'm not trying to get out of it. Like, I think it's important to serve jury duty. Like I am looking forward to serving later, but it could not possibly be it could possibly be a worse time, but like, this is like the perfect fucking storm in my life right now. Can you please not? And then I waited and I got no email back from them. Maybe because I asked too late. I don't know. But, you know, couldn't exactly schedule the cat thing. And then the other two people getting called away to this other thing, like that all just happened on the same day. So all I know for sure is I don't have to show up on Monday. But the fact they didn't tell me I don't have to show up at all makes me think I'm still on call for the rest of those 2 weeks. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, so it's like cat stress plus work stress equals I haven't slept.
That is rough, my friend.
It is. And it's a way of big downer for us to end the show. So, Noah, talk about your penis a little bit more, because that always cheers everybody up.
It's doing pretty good, guys. Yeah? I'm not going to lie.
Yeah? Still nice and thick?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Still goes up and down like before?
He's loving his penis. That's a Big Mac. You know what I'm talking about? It's a quarter pounder. Super size.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Breakfast anytime.
Two eggs, one sausage.
Big meaty sausage.
I don't know why I chose to phrase it that way.
I don't either. That milkshake is thick.
It brings all the girls to the yard.
Now I want McDonald's. Or a penis. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Nope. Stab the McDonald's.
I mean, either way.
I'm either going to get fat or get a fat cock.
Yep. You're going to be a fatty or get a fatty.
Sometimes I get a fatty while I'm getting a being a fatty.
I mean...
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
What, huh?
What, huh?
That's Sandcast for this week.
Yep. That's it.
Have a week.
That's all of it. Have a shit. Don't step in it.
Not today, mayonnaise sandwiches.
It's because it was yesterday and tomorrow. Alternating days. Noah, what don't we trust?
I don't know what not to trust. Never trust Tim's microphone to work correctly.
No lie.
What the fucking problem was.
I know what I hate this week, but it's a big downer. No, you know, I'm still gonna say it.
Go for it.
I hate the feeling of powerlessness when something you love is hurting.
Truth.
I'm also sad that Spider-Man's leaving the MCU. I believe I mentioned that earlier.
Piece of shit.
You know what? Have a mayonnaise sandwich. You'll be all right.
Okay, I will.
What else do you hate?
I'm gonna put some hot sauce on
it. Nope. Don't try and tag my joke. What else
Come
do you
on,
hate?
Come on, hot sauce. What else do I hate? I hate Donald Trump, and I hate his fucking Sharpie.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
I want to just set it up almost like a domino. Like, just a line of dominoes, and just put a Trump voter in front of it, and go, justify this. And when they do, like, tip that one down, and go, okay, now justify this. And when they justify whatever that insanity was, tip that down. Okay, now justify the fucking Sharpie.
I wish people would stop asking him about Alabama already.
I saw an interesting theory that he doesn't know the difference between Alabama and the Bahamas. That somebody told him the Bahamas, and that went into his brain, and it's Alabama. Because he's either that dumb or that disinterested.
Regardless, like, he's not going to reverse his decision on it, and now we're just spending all this time talking about it. I'm like, fuck, he's just going to dig in, and he's going to make it worse somehow. Stop calling out. Yes, we all know he fucked up. Great. Let's all move on. He's never going to admit he fucked up on anything, even if it's this small and insignificant. Stop asking him about it. Don't need to ask 7 questions in the same press conference about the stupid Alabama tweet. Let it go.
You know what? Because, like, changing a forecast is technically against the law. I'm okay if they continue to ride this. I'm okay if this continues to be, like, no. You know what? You push us this far, and there's always some new fucking outrage. We're not moving on to your next fucking distraction until you explain fucking Alabama and who held the fucking Sharpie.
He's not going to explain it.
I know
it's
he's not.
It's never going to happen.
I know he's not.
He had some other agency that was above the one that corrected him. Side with him.
Don't let him talk about anything else. Don't let him talk about anything he wants to talk about. Keep asking him about something he clearly doesn't want to talk about. And just push it forever. Let
it's
him look like the fucking clown on this. Forever.
It's not going to work. It's never going to work.
All right. Well, it'll make me feel a little happier, and I need it.
It won't. It won't, because it's just galvanized. Like, it's just not.
It won't.
The strategy
answer
is doomed
your telephone.
To fail.
I know. We can't reason his supporters out of a position they didn't reason themselves into. I get it. But it'll make me feel better.
And just people like, why are they harping on this Alabama thing? It's not that big a deal.
Yep.
Like, that's just where you lose
it.
People in the middle. Like, fucking, let's move on. Especially when we're harping on this and, like, the hurricane is actually hitting North Carolina.
Yeah, but that's a Carolina. We got two of them is what I'm saying. Like...
Hey.
We have a spare.
All right. That's a good place to end as any. Fuck this shit.
Just poo-pooing the destruction of a state. Yeah,
whatever. Oh, death.
Big-hearted liberal over here, folks. That's what I am. Nothing but empathy for my fellow man. Except for Carolinians, because they are subhuman.
All right. I'm going to stop recording.
Me too.
Not me. I record forever. Ha ha.